This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Career Development for Young Professional Staff. My name is Holly Hanna and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie and I will be your moderator. I am pleased to be joined by our speaker today, Josh Wolf, who is the Data Analytics Project Manager at Voorhees, Sater, Seymour, and Peace. Thank you for participating, Josh.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to join in the discussion.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming and talking to us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
Been in IT for about 15-16 years. Started out at an architecture and engineering company. I was their only IT guy. They had about 50 or 60 people. The economy in 2009 really affected that industry a lot. And so they did company-wide cuts and I had to go and find something else. This is kind of, and that's how I ended up at Voorhees. So I've been with the firm for 11 years. Nine of that was just as an IT admin handling everything in our Cincinnati office that had a plug. So I was even asked questions about a vending machine one time.
Did you fix it?
No, it was a little outside of my realm of expertise. But so yeah, just handling all of that. And over the last few years though, I've started to get involved in data analysis projects, especially with the labor and employment group on class action cases. But over the last 2 years, I've been really full-time in that role doing data analysis projects for a lot of different practice groups, any of them that need to analyze or visualize data in various ways. So that means I'm working frequently in Excel, SQL, Power BI, Power Automate, SharePoint, or any other tool that allows them to consume large amounts of data and gain insights from it. So, and one of my main focuses right now is just to try to raise awareness throughout the firm about the value that the data that we have available to us can bring to both the firm and our clients.
So it sounds like you've really been able to grow your career at Voorhees, where you started out as an IT admin, and now you're doing data analysis, you're working a lot of these very cutting edge tools, mm-hmm. and also kind of popularizing those and talking about them to the rest of the firm. So that's really interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was just really an area that I was interested in. I have a great manager and Julie Brown, who's the ILTACON co-chair the last couple of years. And she just gives us the freedom to really grow and pursue the things that we're interested in as long as it's bringing value to the firm. And so I've gone through a lot of coursework and certification programs to really elevate my knowledge and expertise in those areas and have found ways to bring value to the firm.
So what do you find most challenging about working at a law firm specifically when you think about your experience at Voorhees versus the experience you had at the architectural firm?
Yeah, I think my biggest challenge is just I've never been a lawyer. I've never been a consumer of legal services. So it's really hard for me to anticipate the needs that the lawyers might have or what's going to help them serve the clients better. I mean, there's some obvious things that we know we can do, but it's hard to anticipate it. And there's so many different practice groups within our firm. So it's really hard to become an expert and really get to know each business really well. So it makes it harder for me to anticipate needs. So we're really in a lot of ways waiting for them to come to us and then that with problems and then build on that and be able to use that as an opportunity to demonstrate what we're doing to other practice groups and then allow them to, from there, come up with applications to their practice. So yeah, it's just, and then the terminology and knowing what's important to them. And I think I spent the first 3 or 4 years in my IT admin role setting up meetings, AV meetings. And it's like, I was setting up for depositions or mediation and I had no idea what they were, what the difference was. And I guess I didn't need to, but yeah, just completely unfamiliar with the terminology and what the actual implications were of some of the things.
Is there anything that surprised you about working in legal where you're like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that, but I can see where it's really important?
As I've learned about e-discovery, just the importance of keeping, you know, the custody and how documents are handled and records are handled. Yeah, just knowing the implications of that. One thing when I first came into the firm, I created an Outlook rule to forward email to my Gmail account. And just because that's what I had on my phone and I hadn't been set up for firm email. And I didn't see any reason why that would be a problem. So like from a privacy perspective, then when it was explained to me, I was like, oh yeah, that I could see. Fortunately, I wasn't receiving anything sensitive at that time, but still.
Right. Yeah. You weren't getting secrets or anything, but at the same time, it's like, oh yeah. You know, and the thing is that I'm sure that there are honestly a lot of attorneys who do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, when you think about your career path and your work at Voorhees, like what advice would you give to somebody just starting out in legal who has never worked at a law firm, didn't have no background in law? Like what advice would you provide somebody?
I think just ask a lot of questions and don't ever assume. So just even like in the example of me forwarding email. So I think there's a lot of resources, and I think ILTA even has the Law Firm 101, which I've heard a lot of good things about. And I think it would have been valuable to me early on in my career. But yeah, just don't hesitate to ask questions and get actively involved in ILTA, especially now there's a lot of content available to people, webinars, peer-to-peer discussion groups, podcasts like this one. And yeah, so that would be it. And then a lot of legal tech publications that you can get into and learn just a lot about a lot of different areas.
Yeah, you're the second person who's done a shout out for Law Firm 101. And I agree that that's a super valuable resource. Mm-hmm. I wish that it had been there when I started I started at a law department, but I wish that that had been available to me at that time because there was a lot I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. This has been really, really enlightening. And thank you to the audience for tuning in, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.